నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. మోస్ట్ బ్లెస్సెడ్ సియర్స్ జోగీజ్ జ్ఞానీజ్ భక్తాజ్ అండ్ గ్రేట్ లవర్స్ ఆఫ్ హ్యుమానిటీ అండ్ మదర్ నేచర్, ఐ ఎమ్ సెండింగ్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ అన్ అపీల్ టు stand behind me to do something at our individual level so that collectively we can make an impact at the universal plane and bring some instant result. What I'm referring to is something very unusual, and I've never made such an appeal, nor I have ever done something what I am planning to do. I'm referring to the big bushfire that is devastating Australia. After seeing the news and after seeing the pictures of the great devastation that is happening, where hundreds or maybe thousands of animals, birds and many other living creatures are getting roasted alive, and it seems all human efforts has failed. I have immense faith on the jagyas, and from tomorrow, without waiting for anyone, I'm going to start the jagging intervention to immediately bring down the bushfire in Australia. I'm deeply moved. What I'm going to do is, I am going to first propitiate the fire god Agni and perform continuous oblation in the Jagya altar using all the mantras that are available in the Vedas for the fire god Agni. And I will pray on behalf of the whole mankind, on the behalf of you all, to the fire god Agni to forgive all of us for all our mistakes, blunders and sin, for which this natural disaster is threatening the survival of thousands of innocent creatures, apart from destroying the ecological balance. I appeal to all of you to please send this appeal to anyone you know, and I appeal to all of you to please contribute a minimum of $10 for continuing this jagya to extinguish this bushfire and to bring the rain immediately. I strongly believe that within 48 hours of we starting this yajnik intervention, the forest fire will be brought under control. I have full faith on the power of the yajnik intervention, but I also will wait to see whether my faith, my conviction on the yajna and the Veda and the intervention is based on actual result or it is just an inference or a belief. So I send to you all with this request that please send to whomsoever you know, and please support this intervention, because the yajna will consume lot of ghee, lot of material, and also will involve many Vedic priests, because I'm going to do it in three places simultaneously. One will be at our ashram at Thiruvannamalai, and one will be in a Veda Gurukulam where fire is kept burning for 365 days in Melakote in Karnataka state, and the third place will be at Mahakaleshwara, the one of the 12 Jyotirlingas in India. The purpose is to bring down the bushfire and save thousands of animals and creatures and birds, and stop this destruction. I don't know how you will support it. I still don't know whether any one of you will feel the prompting to support it. But without waiting for anyone to stand behind me, I feel strong prompting to do it. If it is possible for you, please light a candle or a lamp and pray to the fire god Agni. You can do it any day, any time, but please make sure that your candle or lamp is burning for a minimum period of 45 minutes, because that is the time that usually we take to finish one sukta of the Agni Mantra of the Vedas to do the oblation in the yajna altar. This will continue for 4 days or 5 days, because I'm pretty sure the forest fire will be brought under control and we will all see what is the effect of yajna what is the effect of the intervention? When we do it with an appeal to the divine powers and without having any vested interest behind it, our intervention. In a very deep state, with a heavy heart, I am sending this message to you all. Please feel the sufferings of the people, the animals, the birds, the trees that is being devastated in Australia. Almost 3/4 of the country is in flames. To know more about it, you can go to Google search and you can see the devastation, what is happening there. If you can, if you feel the prompting, you please find out how you can support this Jagya intervention. If each one of you can contribute at least $10, it will give me the strength to pour 100 oblations in the fire. I need to continue this until I complete the entire process which may require 30,000 to 40,000 oblations with all the mantras of the Vedas dedicated to God, Agni and Indra, the gods of fire and the king of the gods in heaven, Indra. I don't know, even if you fail to contribute for this noble cause, I don't know how it will reach me, but I feel the prompting to send it to you. If any one of you can think of how your support can reach me, you please write to Divine Mission or SCI or to David Mitchell, the president of Divine Mission, who I feel is a universal being and is the president of Divine Mission. And he can decide how the support can be mobilized, how we can really play our role for bringing peace and ensuring harmony in the elemental sphere of the world. Thank you, bless you. Great yogis, great lovers of humanity, thank you for listening to my appeal and thank you for lighting the candle and also thank you for feeling to support this great intervention. All glory to Agni, the God of fire.